No more running around with them outside in the sunshine. Derek and I would once again become vampires. I'd had this urge to turn back for a while. The main problem was that if I became a vampire again, Derek would have no choice but to do the same. Otherwise, I'd have to watch as Derek aged and passed away. He had fire-wielding capabilities, and he still had superhuman strength thanks to Cora. But he didn't have immortality.
I suppose it won't be that much of an upheaval for them,
Derek muttered.
They're still young. The Shade is already their second home during the summer holidays, and
I held a finger to Derek's lips. He was avoiding the subject.
I know what this means for you,
I whispered as he looked down at me.
I know how much you despised what you were before.
I can't deny that the idea of being a vampire is associated with some pretty traumatic stuff in my past,
he replied, smiling slightly at his understatement.
But you can't compare what it was like before to now. I'll have you tame me.
He kissed my cheek. I looked wistfully again around the room.
And what will happen to this place?
Well, this is no longer your dream home if you're scared living in it,
he shrugged.
And it's certainly no longer my dream home if you're unhappy here. We'll sell it.
I looked into his eyes again. Despite his trying to ease my guilt, I knew that turning back into a vampire would be a sacrifice. I couldn't have loved him more than at that moment for what he was willing to do to make me feel safe.
Rose and Ben will have to get used to having vampires for parents, I muttered. No more coming to us in the middle of the night for cozy time. We'll be the ones craving their warmth.
I thought again of our beautiful 5-year-olds, tucked in bed upstairs. Rose with her long straight black hair. Ben with his shorter cut that stopped just above his ears. Both sharing the same sparkling green eyes and long dark eyelashes. Derek was right, that they were still too young for this to be too much of an upheaval. They made friends easily at this age, and they were used to the Shade. They had so many well-wishers back there, more than they even knew about. They were the sweethearts of the island, the little prince and princess, and everyone spoiled them rotten, especially Corrine. Still, I couldn't shake the worry that I would be depriving them by sheltering them for the rest of their childhood on that small island. I would be depriving them of the more varied experiences they would have had if we'd stayed here and they'd attended a regular school rather than the one run by the Witches of the Shade. Although, I had no doubt that those witches were far more knowledgeable and qualified than any junior school teacher could be. I craved a life of normalcy for my children, because normalcy was what I had always craved growing up. Normalcy was what I'd never had. Derek stroked my head.
You're right for wanting this, darling. We're doing what's best for them. We're keeping them safe.
I nodded, although my throat still felt parched.
We'll send them to summer camp once a year as soon as they're old enough, he continued. Aiden can take them to Europe, far away from these kidnappings.
I nodded again. I couldn't deny that the idea of them going to summer camp made the weight on my chest a little lighter.
I just want to shelter our children during these first few years, I said. I want them to live without struggling or fearing. We owe them that much, after the rough start they had in life.
Derek stood up, and pulling me up toward him, placed both hands on the small of my back and drew me close to him. I wrapped my arms around his neck and held tight.
One question that still remains is,
he whispered, caressing my bare shoulder with his lips.
Are we finished having children? Is 2 enough for us? Because, well, you know how it works.
I nodded. We would no longer be able to conceive once we were vampires. Derek and I had discussed this before over the past 5 years. We'd gone back and forth on whether we wanted more children, but it always came down to the same fact. We both felt blessed with the children we